The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How important do you think it is to be observant? Now, I'm asking this question for a reason. First of all, welcome to Wednesday. We halfway to the weekend. The Dana Cortez Show is on, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So, I follow
this. Why are you asking this, Dana?
Well, okay. Well, let me explain first, and then I want you to answer the question. I follow the Nextdoor app, right? It's me peeping into the world of my neighbors.
And then Dana comes to tell me, did you know that this happened here and this happened
here?
And
I'm like, Dana,
that was 8 miles away.
It doesn't matter. 8 miles, somebody broke into a woman's home while she was there, and she was assaulted.
But that's the app that lets you kind of like talk to your neighbors and like inform you what's going on and stuff.
It's a Cheez May app.
Yeah.
It's a safety app.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun to share the ring footage, trust me. But I started thinking, I am not an observant person. I walk into a room with my head down. I don't look at people. Are you observant, Anthony A?
I'm observant up until a point. Like, I'm observant. Like, I'll look where the exit doors are.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll look to see if I see any suspicious characters.
Yeah.
But, like, if I, I don't want to be involved in people's drama. So the moment stuff starts going down, I look the other way.
Or my husband's the opposite.
I'm overly observant. I know everything that's going on all around me all the time because I don't know if I'm paranoid, but I was, you know, partially raised by a Marine, and he used to always tell me, you better be watching everybody because somebody's going to come get you. And this is a man that was at war, so I think he was paranoid, so in turn made me paranoid.
But you don't have to get involved in other people's conversations, and you do. They're talking about something, and you always add your two cents.
If I interject because I overhear, they shouldn't talk so loud.
That is not the case.
And if I can answer a question for him, I'll answer that question for him.
I'm trying to be in the middle of you both, because if I would get kidnapped, and then, like, for some miracle, I would be found. The cops would be like, what did that person look like? I don't know. Because I'm completely not
observing.
How'd
you get here? I don't know. How do you get home? I don't even know where I live. That's how cool this Dana is.
Anyway, if you got a secret, don't talk about it in front of DJ Automatic, because he'll tell everybody.
Dana got lost in a parking lot. And Anthony can tell.
Yeah, that's true.
She called Anthony one time and was like, how do I get out of the parking lot?
And we just started working together. Anthony's like, are you joking right now? I said, no, I'm lost. Anyway, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Barbie Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shout out to the Barbie doll. I know some people are like, Barbie, I don't know, it might be a little backward. Barbie has been single and living her life without a man, running it, working for herself and her Barbie dream house and her vet for many years. Shout out to Barbie.
You ain't got to play with Barbie to understand that Barbie is an American icon.
She is. So, and now, thankfully, she comes in all colors, all shapes, and all sizes.
And if you don't like Barbie, get over it, because today's National Get Over It Day.
Yes!
All right, put all those bad feelings behind y'all, ladies and gentlemen, and enjoy some meatballs. It is National Meatball Day.
You don't have a meatball joke?
Oh, what? Dude, why did the meatballs tell the spaghetti to go to sleep?
Anthony A, why did the meatball tell the spaghetti to go to sleep?
It was pasta. It's bedtime.
That might be an all-time low. That's an all-time low. Don't encourage that one.
It was good.
No.
I thought it was funny.
Funny.
Is it Meatball Day?
Yeah, it's National Meatball Day. Yeah, dude.
Shout out to my nana. She made the best freaking albóndigas. I didn't even know, and I didn't even speak Spanish when I was little. I didn't know the word was meatball because I just thought it was albóndigas. She put rice in there and all kinds of spices. And
I gave up on meatballs after I had a bad Subway meatball that stayed with me for like 3-4 days.
I got something that's not a bad joke. You want to hear another one?
Yeah.
Automatic. All right. Where do the poor meatballs live?
Where do poor meatballs live?
In the spaghetto.
That was way better.
We're ending on a high note, and we're getting ready for your Down in the DM. If you missed yesterday's, we're going to rewind it. That's what's coming up after this. Good morning. It's Wednesday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Did Matthew McConaughey get hair plugs, yes or no? He's finally answering the question.
Yeah, he got it because he was losing his hair, and now all of a sudden he has hair
again.
No,
he didn't. He didn't. And he brings this. I want you to ask yourself this question. All the people have gotten hair plugs that you know, LeBron James, Tory Lanez, several others, they're losing their hair again. Why? Well, because hair plugs aren't permanent.
Not Deion Sanders, though.
Well, that man probably gets new hair plugs every 5 years.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't think LeBron James can afford, to get one?
He's going to go back in next month, probably. Well, allegedly, he already made the appointment.
Have you seen the Lakers, the way they're playing this year? No wonder it keeps falling out, dog. That's apparent, bro. ain't no surgery going to fix that defense.
Matthew McConaughey said he was losing his entradas. I don't know how to say it in English. What do you call this part?
Oh, your hairline.
Hairline.
Oh, yeah, dude, your corners?
He started
feeling a certain type of way, so his doctor told him, get this topical oil, do the microneedling, and apply it all over your head. Go a little extra hard right here.
So in other words, the stuff that you bought me that
yes,
I never
because
used.
You're a little paranoid, even though you have full head of hair, Sean.
I do have a full head of hair.
Yeah, but men are paranoid.
All right, all right.
Men are paranoid.
But I'm very paranoid about losing my hair. Yeah. And so my wife actually knew this little trick before Matthew McConaughey. But, obviously he's been doing it for a long time.
Since 99 or 2000. So here's the thing.
Once again, I should be listening to my wife, right?
Every day for 10 minutes. No 10 minutes? Skips. No cheating. He said, it is the thing that I've been most committed to besides his wife.
I mean, that is your hairline.
Automatic, I want to ask you a question. You use the word paranoid about losing your hair.
Yes, I'm paranoid.
That means you wake up and you think about that.
I think about it all the time. What? When I got COVID and one of the side effects is losing hair, I started losing hair. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be bald.
Do you think it's because you look ugly bald?
Oh, I mean, I'm already kind of, I'm a little chubby, and then I'm kind of pasty, and like, pasty chubby.
Nah, dude, there's a direct correlation between men, monogamy, remaining loyal, and their hairline, all right?
Matthew McConaughey is one of the most monogamous men in the world. He never cheated.
You don't know that.
Yes, that's because he was losing his hairline, and now that it's back, watch out, ladies. He ain't staying loyal to nothing, bro. If I got my hairline fixed like Matthew McConaughey, oh, bro.
He gonna be loyal. He married a Latina. Damn right he's gonna stay loyal.
He gonna lose that hair because he married a Latina.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Once upon a time, the Baja Blast was only available at Taco Bell. Mountain Dew's got a new flavor, and it's another exclusive. I'll give you all the details inside Food News. Hide us hashtags on your Wednesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
PJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, so we're the Dana Cortez Show, and the first hashtag is about the Supreme Court. It will not take up the sexual assault case against Bill Cosby, leaving in place the decision by Pennsylvania's highest court to throw it out. Now, I want to remind you that Bill Cosby is not a free man for lack of guilt. He's free because of a mistake. And it doesn't surprise me even a little bit because most of the people on the Supreme Court are men, some of which have been accused of sexual assault. Hmm. On that note, I'm moving on to food news. Nom, nom, nom. Mountain Dew has a new flavor coming. Baja Blast used to be only available at Taco Bell. I just said that. Now you'll be able to get Legend exclusively at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh,
I know.
Nice,
so it's described as blackberry, citrus, and ginger, supposed to elevate the B-Dub sauces, burgers, and other bar food. I like B-Dub stuff.
I thug with B-Dubs hard, brother. Chicken wraps are good, and they do the solid potato.
You do a lot of takeout from there, don't you?
Yeah, dude, I do it. I love B-Dubs.
He's a single man. Anthony ain't live. He's single dude.
I was trying to think. I haven't eaten there in years.
Because you got your wife cooking.
Exactly.
I throw the wings in the air fryer. National Day, Anthony A.
We will start with National Meatball Day.
Mm. Shout out to all the abuelas that can make those good albondigas.
Mm. And we also have National Get Over It Day. So if there's something that's holding you back, get over it.
You shouldn't be holding on to all that negativity.
I need to get over meatballs. I got sick off meatballs once, and I just got to get over it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, don't let that one-time sickness deprive
you. Hey, no, on our anniversary, we had a great meatball for an appetizer.
Yeah, but I knew that meatball was good. I'm talking about just running
the mill. Regular meatballs.
Talking about that meatball.
Hey.
Now, Dan Cortez, have you ever noticed that Barbie, there's never a pregnant Barbie. There's never a pregnant Barbie.
Has there ever been a pregnant Barbie?
No, and that's because Ken came in a different box. It's National Barbie Day. It's National Barbie
Ken's
Day.
Ken's a cheater?
That was good. I liked it. Speaking of Barbie, I never had a Barbie growing up. Barbie was expensive. I had Farbie. She came from the other store. Her legs didn't bend. But some of my favorite toys when I was little, I know people are going to laugh. I was a horse girl. The little horse figurines.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to play with those. And I also had a favorite washcloth. I would play with it in the bathtub and pretend it was a whale or a dolphin.
I would say you're poor without saying you're poor. I loved Hot Wheels. I was big on Hot Wheels. I loved collecting all the little cars and the racetrack you could make.
Some of my friends had those, and they had the big wheel. They flew off into the wall.
I don't
want to have a poor off,
but I really didn't have toys. So my younger brother had good toys. By then, my mom was out of school. Mm-hmm. And he had the sickest WWE ring. Where you
I know exactly what you mean.
Yes, dude.
My grandma had that in her house.
You know what's interesting? I still play with my washcloth to this day.
Didn't know your grandma was a fan of the Attitude Era Automatic. That's what's up.
She had 36 grandchildren. So there was a lot of toys in her house.
Oh, my God.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The Batman is the number one movie in America, but when I tell you how much Robert Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz raked in for the movie theaters, woo, it is mind-blowing. Plus, Zoe is revealing something that happened to her it ain't a good thing. I'm going to let you know all about this story and more. Top of the Daily Dirt. It's the best gossip. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
YG celebrating his birthday. Hey. We also have Bow Wow celebrating his birthday. Suga from BTS and Sierra Ramirez celebrating her birthday.
All right, so let's start off with Lil Wayne. It's hard to believe this, but 12 years ago, nobody wanted to sign Drake.
What?
Drake pulled into Motown Records, and the president of Motown told him, you should just quit music and stick to acting. She no longer works there, just to let you know. But here's Wayne telling the I'm an Athlete podcast why he believed in Drake from jump.
What I loved about him was that he was sounding just as dope as we were. When I say we, us who talking about the streets and what we even came from and what we doing. And I told him, I was like, you can make working in a cubicle. Like your everyday job is working in a cubicle, not if a typing or answering phone. You know how to make that sound like the dopest thing in the world to do.
He saw the vision, and now Young Money is one of the highest paid labels in the world.
Yeah, right.
Period. We should all be thankful that Lil Wayne is such a hip hop head that he was able to see through, you know, the quote unquote corniness of Drake on the outside and understand that his real like musical ability.
The brilliance.
That's really what saved it for us too, man. Really, and I say us because Drake's been providing us with slaps for the past decade and plus.
I know, a dozen years, man.
Yeah, right.
All right, so now we're going to talk about another hip hop heavy hitter. And honestly, it's not just hip hop. Kanye West is a worldwide phenomenon, arguably one of the greatest artists of our generation. And his new Netflix documentary, Genius, was filmed by one of his close friends in Chicago he grew up with, a man named Cootie. He and Chike, who I can't believe these guys have all worked together.
That's crazy.
For 20 plus
years.
Yeah,
I didn't know the whole time Kanye was making all these albums that he was filming and documenting everything.
And way before the albums, right? When he was just a producer. When you watch Genius, it really is a brilliant documentary. But this is filming, like I said, from before Kanye was famous. He was not Kanye West as we know him now, or Ye as we know him now. And Cootie and Chike, they made $30 million from the movie.
Yo, Mom, do not throw out my old footage from my childhood. It may
don't,
be worth
you
something.
Never know.
You never know, all right?
Bro.
I have no footage from my childhood. Only in my head. All right, and then finally, Robert Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz. The Batman, one of the best movies I've seen in years, made $150 million opening weekend. Whoa. You know what this proves? If it's good, people want to be back in theaters.
Yes, that's right.
Back in theaters. It's unfortunate, though, that Zoe Kravitz recently revealed in an interview that Dark Knight director Christopher Nolan denied her attempt to try out for Dark Knight as Catwoman because she was urban.
What? Ooh.
When you hear urban, that's code for black.
You know what that means.
I hate that.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad.
Damn, I don't know what he was thinking. And I don't know what Batman was thinking either in the movie because, like, you know when they kiss? Dude, if she would have done that with me, Gotham's going to have to save
itself. You
would
have got on the back of that bike. Let's go, baby. That's the Daily Dirt. We'll be right back coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Music Facts with DJ Automatic here on the Dana Cortez Show. It's March 9th. Let's go.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got Bow Wow celebrating today.
Remember when he was Lil Bow Wow? Come on, man. He's still relevant.
We got another birthday. It's YG's birthday.
Oh, on it.
Funny, because Anthony really is at Anthony F100.
And it really is because of YG. I was actually interning for The Source magazine when he was dropping his Re-Up Volume 2 mixtape, and I interviewed that, and then they ran it on The Source. And shout out to YG. He is the only West Coast rapper that I could think of who didn't need a Dr. Dre cosign.
There you go.
And the last birthday we got today, it's Chingy's birthday. I like the way
you
do that right there. Right
there. You can make fun of him, do whatever you want. That was a humongous hit.
We're going to start in 1986 when Aerosmith goes to Magic Ventures Studio in New York, where they decided they were going to take part in this collaboration with Run DMC. Walk This Way was not wanted by Aerosmith, and Run DMC didn't understand why they were working with a rock group. Rick Rubin was the one with all the vision and said, guys, if you come together, I promise you this is going to be a humongous hit. And Rick Rubin was right.
That was the beginning of hip-hop world domination. Seriously.
And it really revitalized Aerosmith's career. Before that, they were dead in the water. Now we're going to 1990. On this day, House Party is released to theaters.
What are you doing?
This ain't aerobics class.
You can't do it.
Is that a challenge?
I think it is.
You better come on out here.
Come on.
It starred Kid and Play, but did you guys know that the original script was for Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff?
No idea, but I think that the original turned out right, And if you look at everybody today, they dress just like the house party people in the Kid and Play movie.
Shout out to Martin Lawrence, too. He's a great DJ.
Also today in 2004, Twista releases his hit single, Overnight Celebrity.
She says she wants some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita.
It was produced by Kanye West. It was the second single off his Kamikaze LP.
And still one of my favorites to this day.
And last, we're going to go back to 1997. We had to do this one last. Today is the day that hip-hop lost one of its greatest MCs with the still unsolved murder of the Notorious B.I.G. By now, a lot of us know the story. Biggie was leaving the Peterson Automotive Museum after a party, a vibe party, when an Impala pulled up on him at the stoplight and shot him multiple times, killing him almost instantly.
It's unfortunate that it remains unsolved, and it's unfortunate that we continue to lose so many in the hip-hop game. If we've learned nothing, it's that turning on one another doesn't help anybody. And luckily, we still have the music, but I also like to find out who did it.
Do you guys think we will ever find out who really did it?
I mean, Warren G told us who did it, but I'm not going on record with that. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show after this. That's Music Facts with DJ Automatic.